Page 78. Unit 6B. Extreme adjectives. Vocabulary. 1. Look at the extreme adjectives in box A and match them with the adjectives in box B. A. Terrifying. Amazing. Enormous. Exhausted. Delighted. Tiny. Awful. Freezing. Boiling. B. Happy. Big. Small. Good. Bad. Hot. Cold. Tired. Frightening. 2. Listen, check and repeat. 3. Write the extreme adjective for each sentence. I don't like flying. It's frightening. Terrifying. 1. The journey was really bad. 2. I love Greek food. It's good. 3. My sister was tired when she came back home from New York. 4. Mark was happy when he saw his hotel room. 5. It's hot on this bus. Can I open a window? 6. There were 300 people on our flight. The plane was big. 7. The lunch on the plane was small. I'm still hungry. 8. Put your coat on. It's cold outside. 4. Choose the correct words. 1. I'm tiny, exhausted, freezing. I'm going to bed early. 2. I really enjoyed my holiday. Athens was amazing, delighted, enormous. 3. Oh no, I haven't drunk my coffee and now it's boiling, freezing, terrifying. 4. Julie was delighted, tiny, exhausted with the souvenir I gave her. 5. Our flat is tiny, exhausted, terrifying, but nice. 6. We went up the Empire State Building in New York. It was terrifying, delighted, boiling. 7. The journey was enormous, terrifying, awful. We arrived 3 hours late. 8. That pizza's brilliant, enormous, freezing. You'll never eat all that. Reading. 5. Look at the picture and the title of the text. What do you think the text is about? 6. Read and listen. Check your answer. Solo sailor. Mike Perham didn't have much time to celebrate his 17th birthday. Not because he had exams or was working, but because he was in the middle of the Indian Ocean. Mike has just become the youngest person to sail around the world solo. His amazing journey took him 9 months and he sailed over 30,000 miles on his 50-foot yacht, called TotallyMoney.com. Mike had a lot of adventures on his trip. Sailing conditions in the Indian Ocean were brilliant, but he had to sail through enormous 50-foot waves in the South Pacific after leaving New Zealand. He didn't have many problems with his boat. However, he had to stop in the Canary Islands, Portugal and Cape Town to repair his autopilot, the machine that sailed the boat while Mike slept. Fortunately, he didn't meet any whales or sharks. Mike returned home to the UK exhausted, but ecstatic to be a world record holder. What was the first thing he wanted? Some steak and chips. Mike didn't have any fresh food on the boat, so he didn't eat a lot of fruit or vegetables while he was sailing. What an amazing and terrifying journey. 7. Read the text again. Answer the questions. 1. Where did Mike celebrate his 17th birthday? 2. What world record did Mike set? 3. What was the name of his yacht? 4. How big were the waves in the South Pacific? 5. Why did Mike stop in the Canary Islands? 6. What did Mike want when he returned home? 8. Class vote. Do you think Mike was too young to sail around the world alone?